Penny Henare is with us today. Penny is the Deputy Chair of the Foreign Affairs, Defence and Trade Select Committee. He is also the Labour Party spokesperson on Defence, Health, Māori Crown Relations and Sport and Rec. He's with us for a kōrero today. Thanks for joining us, Penny. Tēnā koe.
Kia ora tēo, kia ora tātou.
A couple of things might interest you. Just spoke to Hemina Waka about the veterans' report. It's being tabled, apopo, at Te Whare Wānanga, or Awanui Arangi. This is important work, don't you think? You, I'm sure, have been familiar with Hemina's mahi here interviewing returnees and to, you know, document their realities, I guess, might be a way to describe it. How interested are you in what is being tabled tomorrow?
Yeah, look, when I was Defence Minister, we supported the hearings by an increase of funding to make sure that those who need to be heard, who should be heard, have the opportunity to, because of significant cost that comes with that. But hugely committed to the kaupapa, and I can say so too as the NZDF. I spoke with the new Chief of Defence Force just last week on Wednesday evening, and he spoke very highly of his attendance at the hearings in Patu Harakeke on Takahiwai Marae about 3 weeks ago, and we talked about my attending tribunal hearings on Y2500 about 3 months ago up in Mototoa in Northland, and they're coming down towards Whakatāne. So hugely committed to the kaupapa. It unearths and reveals so much about the experience, the struggle, and what our people went through during those times, whether it was in service or serving in the NZDF or the service at the time. So I think it's a great kaupapa, and, you know, we all know Matua Hemana. He's been a staunch advocate as a former soldier and as somebody who wants to make sure that their voices are heard, because they went through some pretty difficult times, and he's always been upfront with me about those, and I'm hugely supportive of the mahi he does.
Tēnā koe. Can we talk of Tarawhiti, the Māori Crown Relations portfolio, where you are the Labour Party spokesperson? Do you sense that it's been somewhat mothballed? We haven't heard a lot from Tarawhiti, and perhaps some updates from that part of your mahi, please, Penny.
Yeah, look, through scrutiny week last week, I got to put questions to the Minister, Tama Pōtaka, on these matters. It's clear that they're asking more of Te Arawhiti while offering less money and less support for the work that they do. The rhetoric was quite rich about how they want to see more Māori involvement and more Māori input into different kaupapa, and they want to push forward on settlements. Yet it was quite clear in the analysis of the budget and the work that Te Arawhiti do, that they're being ankle-tapped at every turn on the matter. So I put directly to Tama Pōtaka that the expectations have increased, but the budget has decreased. And his expectation and answer to me was, oh, well, you know, we've still got to get on with the mahi, and he expects the agency to do that and do it well. And, you know, the reality is for a Māori public servant at the moment, things are really difficult. Public service in general, but if you are a Māori public servant, it's even harder. So Te Arawhiti has a huge job in front of it as it looks towards nailing a number of key settlements that are yet to be finalised, while also supporting government agencies in reaching and meeting their obligations. And I put to Tama at the time too, Dale, which I found interesting. Not only is he the Te Arawhiti Minister for Māori Crown Relations, he's also the Department of Conservation Minister. And I put to him that the challenge of my uncle in Northland, Matu Clendon, who has reoccupied his whānau land on Moturua in the Bay of Islands, is a matter of both Māori Crown Relations and the Department of Conservation. And sadly, my colleague, the Minister Tama Pōtaka, simply brushed the question aside in the hope that he can focus on higher things.
What's your viewpoint about Matu Clendon and Moturoa? What would be an appropriate way forward there, do you think?
Yeah, look, I'm a huge supporter of my Matu. He He and his family have occupied that land for as long as the whakapapa records up in Taitokerau. And it was made clear by both the council and the government papers of the day that an active campaign to shift the family from that island was underway with both local council and central government. And so because the land was sitting there and his whānau house was sitting there, he went back in a silent occupation to remind people who owns this land. My point to Tamapōtaka was, if they crow on, and Paul Goldsmith is another who crows on about being able to settle Ngāpuhi, in order to get a full and final settlement or something that will continue to please those who stake their grievance and their claims to the government, you've got to work on some of these more minor or smaller issues. And what's happening with Uncle Matu is one of those issues. If that isn't solved, then how can we expect that the Department of Conservation in the treaty settlement with Ngāpuhi is going to be an agency of their word and meet their obligations in whatever settlement might be reached? So that's the case I put to Tama, and I support Matu, my Uncle Matu and his whānau. It's well known that it was their land and they were robbed of it.
Tēnā koe. Well, Matariki is upon us, and there was some nervousness, bearing in mind the hacking we've seen here at Kaupapa, Social Kaupapa, that it might have been also collateral damage with the coalition government getting the reins of power. I thought they might have dumped Matariki as a holiday. They haven't. And so across the country, we will acknowledge this special period in the Māori calendar in ways that we haven't seen in decades past. What are you going to be doing this week, coinciding with Matariki as a whānau, Penny? And what do you think of the way that wider Aotearoa have adopted this taonga?
Yeah, look, I think the national government have realised, or this coalition government have realised that across the country, whānau, Māori and Pākehā are embracing Matariki, an opportunity to close a chapter on the past year and open a new one for the new year. And it's been encouraging as I've been around the country for different kaupapa to listen to people with excitement about what they're going to do for Matariki. I know there's a big one planned in Wānaka, which will be quite magic. I managed to do one down in Takapō a couple of years ago, and it's just such a significant event. So because since the Matariki holiday was introduced when we were in government, I've attended official kaupapa from Rotorua to Takapō to Wellington and everywhere in between. So this year, Dale, the plan is just to get amongst my family back into Taitokerau and do what what is intended for Matariki, and that's Matariki Heri Kai. I have a big kaitahi with my whānau, my grandmother, and reflect on what's been a bit of a difficult year. We've lost a few loved ones, and then look forward to the next year. So that's the kaupapa for me this week.
Tēnā koe. And just finally, I saw The Devil Came A-Calling on Saturday night, 66-6. Now, you are the spokesperson for sport and recreation for Te Pāti Leipa. Would there be any chance of you, in that capacity, organising some counselling sessions for Warriors supporters?
Well, I did text a few of my friends in the Warriors camp and offered to come along with my boots after their performance. But look, you know, we're the same record we were at the same point last year when we made our awesome run into the finals. So not all is lost, but heaps to learn from that particular game where we got absolutely given a hiding. But, you know, it's the same case for you and for me and many of the big supporters out there. It'll forever be up the wires, regardless of what the outcome is. But we've got Brisbane coming up. It's going to be a big game. I think we can knock them over, in particular while Origin is on, and their players either have to back up or are preparing themselves for Origin. So it'll still be Let's Go Warriors next week, or end of this week, sorry. And I think we can get our campaign back on track.
Good on you. I love your enthusiasm. Good talking with you again, Penny. Thanks very much, man.
Kia ora, Dale. Kia ora, tātou.
Kia ora, Penny Henare, joining us.